Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Gay with God podcast, a safe place for us to share our stories and support one another. How long did we know? What challenges did we face? Did we lose our faith? When did we find our way back home? Or are we still searching? The stories you hear on this podcast will melt your heart and strengthen your belief that in God, all things are possible, and you can be, authentically, gay with the God of your understanding. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am very honored that you are here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Gay with God podcast, and thank you so much for all of your support and listening and sharing, as always. And I do want to remind you yet again that I will be a podcaster and possibly a presenter at the Wild Goose Festival this year on July 11th through the 14th. So please, please, please understand that this is a thing that if you've never been to this event, I would love for you to come for a day, for the weekend. You have to experience the beauty of all the flags flying for our honor and all of the amazing presenters and musicians and thought leaders. It is just a transformational community, and it's really grounded in faith-inspired social justice. So, you know, you're not going to get a sermon from the frozen chosen people. You are going to hear seminars and workshops and presentations from people who really get it. They get the Jesus movement. They get inclusion. It is just an amazing thing. And there may be some people there that are new to the community that didn't know what they signed up for. You might run into a conversation where you're at odds with another person, but the ability to ask questions, to sit in a space of uncomfortableness and work through it. Which is funny, titled this episode, When to Give Up. And I'm going to unpack that with you in just a minute. But first, getting back to the Wild Goose Festival, I do want to tell you that as one of my followers, you can use a discount code that it will be found on the show page that will get you $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. There are some restrictions, which I've listed on the show page, but if you want $50 off of this amazing weekend, please go to my show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com and get your discount code. Okay, back to the regularly scheduled program. When to give up. Now, you know, it's interesting how thoughts come to me and how these episodes emerge when I don't have a guest. And part of that is just the Midge's mumblings in my brain, or something has happened that sparks my interest and I dive in a little bit and I want to share it with you. That's kind of one of those things that happened today. So just a little background information for you. March Madness about kicked my butt this year because one of the games, of course, that I was very interested in was a Tar Heel game. You know, I'm a Tar Heel fan, probably. If not, there you go. You can like me, hate me, whatever. But I have always been a Tar Heel fan, except for a brief moment in my high school years when, because my father was such a Tar Heel fan, he would always say that if you cut him open, he would bleed Carolina blue. And so, of course, in my teenage years, there was a brief time that I did pull for state just to be rebellious. Ooh, is that the biggest thing I've ever done? No, but probably the biggest thing in high school that I've ever done is to go against my father's team and cheer for my team, the State Wolfpack, vehemently in front of my father. I thought that was quite bold. And if you knew, it could have been. But anyway, so overall, I have always been a Tar Heel fan. So, this past weekend, I was up until 12:30, two nights in a row, which didn't used to be a problem for me, but as I continue to move through my life, it has been more of a problem for me to stay up that late. And then, the next day, I was up late again, not quite that late, but late again, and I had to get up for an 8 o'clock Write One service at the church that I was serving at, which included me doing all the readings and assisting the priest during the Eucharist. So, wow, I was so tired. So this morning when I got up, my usually busybody little mind was just not available. And I just didn't feel like doing anything except for our four fur babies have been neglected lately from their bath time, which they have not complained. And in the fog of our lives, we didn't think it was such a big deal. And then, you know, I decided this morning it really was a big deal. We're planning to go to our cabin this week, and I wanted them clean because we don't ever bathe them at the cabin unless they get into something nasty because it's a time to relax. So I decided that I would bathe them. Well, my body doesn't recover quite as quickly anymore than it used to, and I've had some other things come up on my body as far as pain points, and that bath time, if you've ever had an animal, if you've ever washed a dog, it can be an Olympic event. When you have four of them, it doesn't take much anymore for me to have that be an Olympic event. So they're all four bathed. Yay, Midge. And then I needed to sit down with a little bit of ibuprofen and another coffee. And so I got involved in this movie. Now, sitting here right now, I seriously cannot remember the name of the movie, but it was a love story between two guys, and it was just beautifully done. I loved the entire thing, and it got me thinking, because as this movie moved on, it's like, when do you give up on stuff? When do you give up on things that are not going well in your life? And we've always been taught, you keep in it, you keep trying, you give it all you've got, you give it all you got. But then just in general, there are so many things that we're knocking our heads against right now. We're knocking, you know, Democrats are knocking their heads against Republicans and probably vice versa. I don't know about the other side. But we're knocking our heads against candidates that we don't appreciate. We're knocking our heads against religion because we see it now as toxic. We're knocking our heads against so many things, and that means that we're so reactive and we're pushing back all the time, and then we don't have the energy to give back to ourselves, to give back to things that we really love, that we get caught in this vicious cycle of just push, 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 push. And it's funny because my brother kept saying to me when we were texting back and forth during the Carolina game, they need to push, they need to push harder. And I'm like, yeah, we need to push, push, get them down the court, get it down the court. And that may be true for an offense, but for life, that's exhausting. And it made me wonder this morning, when do you give up? When do you know that it's time to give up? And so I thought that through a little bit. And then I thought, you know, when you are avoiding something, when you finally recognize that you have avoided something in your life, and it may be something that should be avoided. Like if you're addicted to something and you've been avoiding it for your health, then yeah, okay, avoid it. But what about if you are avoiding the truth? What if you're avoiding the truth of your relationship not going well? If you get into that place of complacency where you just are going through the motions, it's not really a relationship anymore. Now it's just an existence, but you've avoided the conversation. You've avoided the tough talk. You've avoided working it out. And you're sitting in that place of just avoiding what is needling at you. And if you've ever done that, and I've done that for different situations for sure, that it's always pressing against you and you're pressing back in order to avoid it. So you're spending all of your extra mental energy and your emotional energy avoiding what you're avoiding. And that becomes a very toxic tailspin physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually. Because instead of confronting it with your ability to state the facts, your ability to see it more clearly, your ability to make a pros and cons list, whatever you need to do in order to bring it into focus so that you can stop avoiding it. It doesn't mean that you're going to change anything in your life, but it means that you are not avoiding it and you're taking some proactive steps to figure it out. And that could be anything. You could be avoiding starting a new career. You could be avoiding ending a friendship that has become, you know, toxic. Whatever you're avoiding, you need to be clear about why. Why am I avoiding? First, you have to be clear about that you are avoiding it. So that brings a whole nother little special skill that you're going to have to sit down and evaluate your life on all different levels to see, is there anything that I need to change? Anything that I'm avoiding? So, you know, being able to do a little bit of introspection, you know, a chance to understand yourself a little bit better and what you're doing, and then reflecting on that and being able to get some insights into what you came up with. And through that self-awareness, you are back on track. You're now in charge of your life instead of just going through the motions of living. So figuring out what you're avoiding is always a really good way of changing up what needs to be changed and bringing it into focus so that you can change it. I've also began to think, as I continue to lean more into the politics of life, that there are really good reasons to give up on changing other people's political points of view. And I know I've been told that forever, that you can't change somebody else's mind. And I kind of agree with that, and I kind of don't. But in this situation, as I see how polarized we are, and as I see how cultish this has become, and that people clearly have drank the Kool-Aid, and they don't want to see anybody else's point of view anyway, and they are entrenched in their belief system. So for me, I want to give up ever posting something with the effort of trying to change someone's point of view. And I really have started leaning in more to doing a post to make sure that people who still have an openness about them, that they want to learn more about what's going on. They don't want to just go through the motions. So I do want to do a post where people can learn something that they might not have learned. I may repost somebody's information that they've learned about somebody's speech, or they might have learned about something that has been hidden from us for a long time and it's informational. So I may post those things, but I really, in my everyday life, in my conversations with people who I know are not open to changing their political views, I want to stop pushing. So, you know, there's going to be that thing where you feel like pushing, just like at the basketball court or on the basketball court. And then there are times that you just need to quit pushing. And this would be one of the times that it's really not helpful. And they're not going to change anyway. They have to come at that through their own introspection, really, and self-reflection. So I'm not going to try to be the beacon of light for them anymore. I'm going to try to be the beacon of light for those of us who still need to have information that is right and grounded in truth, instead of things that come across our emails and across the television sometimes that are just things that are trying to get a reaction out of us. And I think that we need to give up when we recognize that something is just toxic. If it is toxic, if it is hurting your health, if it is hurting your faith, if it is hurting your ability to be happy, and that could be a relationship, a job, an abusive boss. Maybe the job is great. You love your job and you love doing it, but the boss is toxic. If it's a coworker that's toxic and maybe nothing's getting done about it, and you've complained and you've given, you know, reasons why this isn't healthy for you or for the company, and nobody's listening. When you get into any kind of situation where you have information that should be addressed and nobody's addressing it, and then your health and your mental health is now compromised, give up on that. You know, what else can you do? That's when you need to, if you can't take it any further up the line, or you can't get that friend to listen to you, and that friendship is toxic now, and I know it goes both ways, but if for you, if you're in a situation where you recognize that it is toxic, you need to figure out a way. And when I say give up, I mean to go into a different direction, turn around. The give up is give up trying to change something that for this moment in time is not changeable. Not that sometime down the line things might change back, but you have to take it in the moment and see how much distress you're in. And I'm not saying it's just a one-day thing, like, oh, they ticked me off today, so I'm just going to quit my job. That's not what I'm saying. I'm taking these on a very extreme pole, because giving up, when you finally decide I'm giving up, that's a big deal, and we need to do it by thoughtful introspection and not just on a whim. So I'm not talking about knee-jerk reactions. I'm talking about when you've done all that you can possibly do in some of these situations, it's okay to give up. So what about when you're not being cherished? Only you can define what cherished means to you. For me, I feel cherished when I know that somebody has been paying attention enough to where they know what I need in a moment. They know whether I need space. They know whether I need a hug. They have thought about me and how to make my life easier. So let's talk about my beloved for a minute. So my beloved has a way of doing things for me because she cherishes me in her life. I am one of the special things in her life. She chose me, she loves me, and I am special to her. When she's working, I know that she's worried that I'm at home taking care of the dogs and doing things like washing all four dogs on the same morning. And she's thinking about how to make my life easier when I'm hurting physically. And so when she's home, she makes sure that I'm not picking up things that are too heavy, or I'm not doing things that I shouldn't be doing for my own health at this point. And she takes on extra because she cherishes me. And so it has always been that way, that expensive gifts don't mean anything as much as knowing and being aware of where the other person is in our relationship and what we can do to make their life better because we cherish them. It's like a fragile ornament that you want to put the bubble stuff around it so that it doesn't break. And in a relationship, if we've lost feeling cherished and it's just going through the motions, then, a change needs to happen. So that doesn't mean that you give up on the relationship because you analyze it and you think, oh, I'm not cherished anymore, I'm out of here. All of these things need to also have that extra level of conversation, communicating with the people. You don't just quit a job without telling the boss that you're unhappy. You don't quit a relationship without telling people what you're not getting and what you need. If you're not going to be cherished, if they don't have the ability nor the inclination to cherish you, whether it's in a relationship, a friendship, or a job, then it's okay to give up on trying to make something work that's clearly not working. When it doesn't bring you joy, whether it's a job, a hobby, your relationship, or a goal that you set for yourself. So we've talked about relationships and jobs and that kind of thing, but think about that you might have set a goal to do something, and you've had this goal for your whole lifetime practically, and you wanted to do this one particular thing, and you've been knocking yourself out trying to make this goal, whatever that goal is, and then you realize one day you're just not happy about it anymore. It doesn't bring you joy to go for that goal. And maybe you've worked your whole life for it, so you feel like you're at least out to achieve it because you've given up your whole life for it. And yet your life's not over. So if you set a goal for yourself and you realize one day that it doesn't bring you joy to be going on that journey of getting that goal, then stop it. You can pick another goal if you want to, or you can just hang out and figure out what else you love about your life and put more emphasis there. But if it's not bringing you joy, don't do it. Now, the only thing I would say about that is during the time of writing the memoir, there was definitely a time that I didn't feel the joy toward that goal, because writing a memoir is really intense and labor intensive and hard emotionally. So I'm glad I stuck with the goal, and I had many conversations with my beloved and with my publisher and with my writing group, you know, because we've all been there in the writing of a book. In general, it's hard. Memoirs are harder because of the emotional pain it takes on you. However, I'm glad that I wrote the memoir. I hope that you guys, you know, will pick it up if you haven't yet, because those who have picked it up are giving me some really good reviews and some really good feedback. And it may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I hope that you will find your way to find this book and read it and join my book club. We are going to start a new book club in probably a month or so, and the first round is going through it right now, and I'm going to be open to new people. So I hope that you can find your way to get the book, and that we can experience that together, and you can benefit from having me there to ask me some of those background questions and ask me some of the things that you want to know and give me some feedback on that. So if you do have a goal, and even if it's hard and sometimes you're not really happy with where it's going, but you still have the joy around it. You still have the desire to do it, not just to get it done, but that you really enjoy going toward it. Because sometimes, you know, like I said, with the memoir, it was hard to do it, and it wasn't joyful every single moment that I was writing the book, of course. And yet the goal, the idea of finishing, still brought me joy. Knowing what it could do for those of you who needed to see that you could be gay with God, for those that want to reclaim your faith, those that need to understand how to honor your journey and look at the good and the bad and not throw just part of it out, but to just absorb all of it. That brought me joy to know that one person may be able to go back and reclaim their faith because they wanted to. And that they also knew that they would be accepted in doing so. So with all rules that we put down, like give up if this has happened, give up if that's happening, there are always exceptions, aren't there? So here are a few exceptions to not giving up. I would really encourage you not to give up on yourself. And I mean that with all sincerity and with all love and compassion to you. And I want to tell you that even though I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know how sad you may be in this moment that you're listening to my voice, and I know I don't know your story, what I do know is that not one person on this earth deserves to quit on themselves. And I believe that because of all of the times that I tried to quit on myself. If I had done that on any of those moments, I would not be here talking to you now. I would not have found my beloved. I would not have written the Gay with God memoir. I would not be giving back in this joyful way that I'm giving back to this podcast and to all of the things that are in my life right now. Oh my God, I would have missed out so much. And I know that you have the same thing that I have in me. It's that essence of you that makes it special. And you may be going through a hard time, and I still believe that giving up on yourself is not okay. We need you here because there is something that you are put here to do and to be. And even though you haven't found it yet, once you do, you're going to be really glad that you didn't give up. And it's also not okay to give up on your happiness. You deserve happiness. And if you'd learn nothing else through this entire episode, if you're not happy, then figure out what you need to quit or revise or restructure, but your happiness really matters. It matters because it's affecting you in your health, your mental health, your spiritual life. It affects everything about you. And so your happiness is not negotiable. You cannot give up on that. You have to find things that you can involve yourself in and do just for you so that you can feel that joy again. And it's not okay to give up on your health and just say, let it be. Now, sometimes we have to. If you don't have the money to go get a procedure or you don't have the money to put into something, I understand that. Live there, done that, living it now. However, there are ways to take care of your health that we can be proactive about. You know, eating right, exercising, getting some mental health stuff going as far as meditation or yoga or whatever it is that you can do to give back to your health. Find a way to make sure that your body is vibrating on a very high level so that you have the energy to do the self-reflection and the introspection that you need to do in order to make your life the best it can possibly be. That means that you pay attention to your mental health. If you have intrusive thoughts, if you have things that continue to come back around or that are toxic for you about you that you need to fix, make sure that you get into coaching or therapy and get yourself in a place of wellness. And of course, we absolutely never give up on our faith, because our faith is what sustains us. And I don't care what denomination you choose. I care that you have yourself grounded in whatever God that you understand, however you identify God, however you identify your faith, it is what can sustain you in the times when you are in those dark nights of the soul and you don't know where else to turn. There is a presence there that can hold you and sustain you and guide you to your wellness. So when do you give up? You give up at the very last moment that you realize you're tired of struggling with that person or that job or that goal. But you never give up on you, my beloved. You never give up on you. And to that end, I will say that if you are struggling and you want to give up on you, first, I want you to make sure that you call the emergency people that you need to call in order to stop you from doing that. If you're thinking suicidal thoughts or you're thinking anything that's going to take you out of the world, please dial 911 and get yourself some help. If you're feeling suicidal from time to time and you are struggling with your faith and you are struggling with your journey, you can access me at empoweredmidge.podbean.com and scroll down to the bottom where you can see ways to connect with me. If you go to my website, gaywithgod.com, you can get a complimentary session on either side of that. If you go to the show page, wherever you go, you can find a complimentary session to reach out to me and talk to me, and we can see if we're a good match. But please, make sure that if you need me and you need the assistance in order to get you through the tough time, I am available to work with you, and I would love to walk your journey with you. So guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me again today and being a part of this conversation. You can further be a part of this conversation, not by listening, but by making comments and finding ways to make a review of the podcast. You know, you can go to Apple Podcasts and do a review, wherever you're listening to this podcast. To stay connected, remember to check out our Facebook group, Gay with God, where we do a monthly group entitled My Faith Journey. Just hop onto Facebook and find Gay with God and answer all the questions so I can invite you inside. If you are listening to this podcast and are questioning whether you can be gay and be in a relationship with the God of your understanding, if you identify as LGBTQIA+, or not even sure if you're gay, God has always been within you, even when you didn't know it. You have always been gay with God. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to see how you can join the Gay with God community. And as always, you are loved. I want to invite you to become a part of the Gay with God community. How can you do that? Stay connected by messaging me your thoughts and comments in the comment section under the downloads of the show on the Gay with God show page. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen and share so we can increase our community outreach and be a light to those who are struggling to claim their faith. Consider being a sponsor so I can highlight your service in our community. We are all worthy of respect and a relationship with the God of our understanding. I want to thank you in advance for supporting this podcast. Together, we as a community will keep this show visible and our community stronger.
Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.